Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another video exposing Mormonism and showing one of their major heresies. And this is one that you certainly will not hear mentioned by them a lot because it's a bit of an embarrassing teaching, and it's something to try to shy away from or hide. And it's the fact that Mormons do not believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, but they will claim to believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, but they don't actually believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. I have no doubt that one day in the future they will change their teaching on this because this is such a horrible belief. But this is from President Ezra Taft Benson. And let me read you from this. This was their old president from a while ago. It says, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints proclaims that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in the most literal sense. The body in which he performed his mission in the flesh was sired by that same holy being we worship as God, our eternal Father. Jesus was not the son of Joseph, nor was he begotten by the Holy Ghost. He is the son of the eternal Father." See, what the Mormons actually teach is that God slept with Mary, and that's where Jesus Christ actually came from. And so they say, well, you know, as a defense, well, we still believe in the virgin birth because, you know, Mary did not sleep with any mortal man. She slept with God. So it's still the virgin birth because she slept with God and not a human being. I mean, this is just such a wicked, disgusting, perverse teaching, and it's no shock that they try to hide from this, but what they actually teach is that God slept with Mary. Now, the original leaders, when you look at Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, they believe that Adam was God and that Adam, from Adam and Eve, slept with Mary, and which doesn't make any sense. I mean, just bizarre teachings that they have. You say, well, maybe that's just, you know, one quote and one bad, you know, president or whatever. Well, keep in mind, that's considered the prophet on earth, according to Mormons. And they believe that is the person who speaks on behalf of God. He's kind of like the Pope in Catholicism. Well, this is what Bruce McConkie said, who wrote many books on Mormonism. He was a high-level Mormon that was kind of trusted to write a lot of doctrinal books. And he wrote a book called Mormon Doctrine. And he said, "Christ was begotten by an immortal father in the same way that mortal men are begotten by mortal fathers." And he says, in the same way that, you know, a man and a woman come together and have a child is the same way that Christ was begotten, because God the Father came together with Mary. Once again, this is disgusting. It's perverted. It's blasphemous. But this is what the Mormons teach. Let me give you just one more quote before I give you a couple Bible verses to show you why, you know, this is so wrong. But it says, "Our Lord is the only mortal person ever born to a virgin because he's the only person who ever had an immortal father." And so what it says in Mormon Doctrine, second edition, page 822, it says, "Our Lord is the only mortal person ever born to a virgin because he's the only person who ever had an immortal father." And so they claim it's a virgin birth because his father is an immortal father instead of a mortal father. But they believe that God the Father slept with Mary. I mean, this is just perverse and disgusting. But, you know, let me read you from Isaiah 7, verse 14, and just show you very clearly that Mary was a virgin. It says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." There's nothing mentioned about God sleeping with Mary. And man, if anyone was believing the word of God and then there was a verse that said that God slept with Mary, they would leave that religion. That's disgusting. That's perverse. It's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches Mary was a virgin and the Holy Ghost came upon her. And, you know, she had, and, you know, Mary was surprised herself when you're reading the Bible. She's like, how could this be? Because, you know, no man knew me. It's like, how is this even possible? It's not even physically, scientifically possible because I have not slept with anybody. And yet she was begotten of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says. So nobody slept with her. Neither did God sleep with her. She was begotten of the Holy Ghost. Let me read you just one last verse and give a bit of commentary on this. Luke 1, verses 34 and 35. "Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And so just as I was saying, she's like, how could this be? I know not a man. I haven't come together with any man. She was married to Joseph, but they hadn't actually, you know, come together yet as husband and wife. And it says she was espoused to Joseph and Mary were espoused together, but she had not known him yet. Then it says this in verse 35, "And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Now look, I believe in a virgin birth of Mary. That's where Jesus Christ came from. However, if you believe the teaching that God slept with Mary, then Luke 1 verse 35, there's kind of a couple ways to look at this. And just think of this idea in your head. If Mary actually slept with God the Father, then if she willingly did that, then she's committing adultery on her husband. She's committing adultery on Joseph. And so if you look at it, well, they didn't come together yet. Well, then, well, she's committing fornication then, right? I mean, they're already espoused together. But if you say, well, they hadn't officially come together, I mean, you know, fornication, you know, adultery, those are obviously wrong. They're wicked sins. But when you're actually reading this, it says the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. If you believe that God the Father slept with Mary, it sounds like God the Father raped Mary. If it says the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Now, that's obviously not what I believe, because I believe in the virgin birth. But if you are believing that God the Father slept with Mary, it wouldn't come across when you're reading these verses as her willingly doing this. It just seems like God the Father overpowered her. What a bizarre and disgusting and perverse teaching. And you know, it's uncomfortable even to talk about. And it's not a shock why Mormons hide this teaching, but they do not believe in the virgin birth. They believe that God slept with Mary, and that's where Jesus Christ came from. What a blasphemous teaching. And look, if you're a Mormon out there and you happen to stumble across this video, and look, I encourage you to double check me on this, because maybe you haven't been told by your leaders, maybe you don't even know that you believe this, but this is what your church teaches. And if you're part of a religion that teaches that God slept with Mary, you ought to leave that immediately. What a disgusting and perverse teaching. You've been lied to by being told that this is the true church on earth and that these are our prophets and this is God's institution. No, the Latter-day Saints are Latter-day Satans. What a wicked and blasphemous teaching. Thank you and God bless.